So I'm about to tell you a little story. A crazy kind of thing I used to do, man. I was a little fucked up at the time, but I would go to people's houses, right, and chill. And if somebody started being a dick or an asshole, I'd start drawing dicks and putting them everywhere. I got this little habit of making dicks, like out of clay, out of anything. Make a dildo and just leave it somewhere. So I had this whole thing where I would set it up in the freezer so that when somebody opened the freezer, it would fling out at them. And I had that for a time. I got my mom with it. It was pretty fucking hilarious. But just dicks everywhere. Just fucking dicks in your face. I slapped this one guy in the face with a dick on a stick because he wouldn't fight me. Yeah, it was pretty funny because, you know, he's like, yeah, I don't want to fight. And then I slapped him with the dick on a stick, and I don't think he had a choice after that. So it was pretty hilarious. And then finally went on to the next dick. Putting them in freezers, you know. Gotta do what you gotta do to make yourself fucking have some fun. But, you know, dicks are fun. I don't care who you are. Dicks are fun. Gay or not, dicks are fun. Fucking with people with dicks. Dropping dicks on people. Fake dicks, big dicks, real dicks. It doesn't matter. Shit's funny. After the dick story, you know, I do some things sometimes, but, you know, I had, the dick story's good, but you gotta go with the one where, on my 27th birthday, I'm living in Steamboat, Colorado. You know, I fucking had a cocaine habit, of course, you know, that's how it goes. You can't have the mountains and drinking without cocaine, I guess. So one day I'm up there trying to go out drinking without having the substance, you know? So I'm trying to get drunk. And finally, a friend of mine shows up, and he's like, I know how to get you drunk. And he lines up 5 shots of fucking whatever it was. So I drank that. And then I ended up drinking 16 more shots of something else, other random things. And so I'm finally looking for cocaine hard at this time. It's a fucking about to be closing time. I gotta find my party. I'm looking for, you know, I'm looking for it hard, right? This Mexican doesn't really understand me, I think. And I'm like, you got some cocaine, you know? He's like, come on, follow me. So I go with him, right? And thinking that we're gonna get some cocaine, obviously. Got to his house, and everything went blank after that for a little while. I face planted as soon as I got through his door, I guess. And so I remember dreaming, rolling around, really needing to take a shit. So I thought it was a dream. I woke up, went, looked around for a bathroom, thought I found one, took a shit, and then went back and laid on the floor, right? Rolling around or whatever. So I wake up in the morning and notice that I smell something, man. I smell, it's terrible. I smell like cat shit, right? And look in the mirror, and there's shit all over me. I'm thinking it's cat shit. I'm thinking, you know, the best of whatever I could think in this moment. And so I quickly scurry out and try to wipe myself off with snow as the best I can, right? And I decided finally I'm just gonna make the walk and get to the bus stop and get home. So I make this serious walk of shame down to the bus stop. And I'm sitting there, chilling, waiting on the bus, hoping, praying that nobody I know will see me, right? Well, a couple weeks earlier, I met this girl on POF. And I'm sitting there at the bus stop, and guess who tends to stroll right up and sit next to me? It's this girl. I look at her, and I say, don't ask. I said, don't ask. That's it. And I looked to the side, trying to hide my shame, because I was covered in my own feces at this time. I mean, this is the whole point of it, is I was completely covered with shit. I was shit covered, man. So I was like dealing with that, which was hard. A hard thing to deal with. And then finally, I get to my bus stop. You know, I hop off a little early, try to avoid everybody. I walk past my neighbor. She just gives me a grin. I get home. I go to the bathroom. My brother's girlfriend's in the restroom, so I have to stand outside the bathroom waiting on her to come out so I can get all this shit off of me. I had to get just stripped out and get done. And I'm standing there. It takes about 15 minutes. I'm not going in my room. I'm not going to go get smell everywhere. She comes out and fucking sees me and dies laughing. Just falls over. My brother comes out. He sees me and he's like, "What the fuck is that shit?" Okay. He falls over. Just, oh, they're hysterical. My roommate, his girlfriend, he comes out. And fucking starts cracking on me hard, right? So he goes in there and gets his girlfriend. And they all decide they're going to take a picture of me. So I took a picture of me covered in shit, waiting on my fucking bathroom like a wet dog. Man, talk about a cocaine-less birthday, man. That's a cocaine tragedy right there. That's a story where it goes bad without it. And it was rough. But you know, the things I've gone through is not nothing to make that low, you know, because I roll hard, you know. I fucking go, and I don't just fucking stop for shit. I'll fuck it all up. It's just how I feel. But peaceful anarchy isn't about that, so I'm changing. But at the same time, I, you know, am a natural boxer, naturally a boxer. And it just seems to fit easy with me every time I come up against a, you know, opponent. I knock him out, or I get him really well. You know, it's like Joe Rogan says, it's a game. You know, all games have an end. But the topic on my mind, really, out of all this time, we have no reason to keep the government as it is forever. Because, I mean, we have technology. Technology is about to take a huge chunk of that. We have people's ability to know right from wrong and ability to cure themselves. We're about to have electronic technology that can be implanted in your brain to counteract moods, to remember things forever, to initialize the person that we have become through our experiences. So our experiences create who we are, no matter what we remember, no matter how lucid our dreams become. We are a product of our, you know, our construction, our family's construction, a product of every little incident in your life, every piece of the puzzle has been put together to the time and age that you are at the moment. And if you can't realize that we don't need a government to control us, or to tell us what's illegal, to come up with this and come up with that. In the future, it's technology. Technology is our God, and it always has been. It's just been delayed. So, over a lot of ideals, you know, that we've, you know, started way before the evolution ideal, all this is behind us, as a matter of fact, you know. So us becoming an ape and coming from apes to humans to Homo erectus, we have gone through changes and changes and changes. So we are, in the temporary chain of things, as old as monkeys are. But we coalesced side by side with dinosaurs. So the evolution of man is not what we think it is. It goes beyond that. We're a civilization that has risen, fallen, and risen and fallen. So to say that we're the first smart, evidence is clear, we're not the first smart human, self-thinking, technology-based people. Our technology is going to be our government, our governor of self, and, you know, it will redirect the thinking of common assholes between common do-gooders. You know, the life that you lead as a child, whether remembering or not, becomes who you are today. If you can't learn your lessons as a child, you're not going to know them today. So if we don't start focusing on the fact that we're going to be vegetables if we do have a government, well, okay, so technology increases intellect tenfold. Fucking a millennium's worth of knowledge in one computer downloaded in an hour. Take that, you know. So everything we've ever known as a man, as man, can be put into a computer in an hour. Okay, so think about that. So every hour that this computer is on, it can gain more knowledge than a human, a whole 1,000 years of human knowledge. You know, so computer technology and our ability to control it is what's going to control us. Our controlling of internet and reaction to control by technology is a huge step that I'm ready for. You know, it's going to increase everything about us. We are going to be electronically cyborged. So our essence and our being is going to project towards any AI, artificial intelligence, or government AI, GAI. But at the same time, so as this works its way into order, fruition, we have other governments that are going to fall. Everybody is going to kind of come on to their own term, where the construction of evolutionary happiness and self-awareness is going to be jobs. Like we have right here. Human interaction is going to be your jobs, because every person is not going to know what human interaction is. So they're going to be social networking. Our jobs in the future is to entertain each other while the machines take care of the dirty work. And if you can't understand that is going to happen, period. No driving. Our job is going to be psychological in nature. So as people focusing on ourselves and focusing inward on a people, we're going to become a lot more expanded as in our horizons as a understanding civilization. We are going to understand beyond the reaches of emotion or guilt or idealism. We are going to be what we are. What we think, we're going to be able to make happen. Just think it, picture it, and it will happen. But the peaceful anarchy movement is just a phase to phase out these prosperous singles, you know. So we have Federal Reserve. They own us completely. You know what I'm saying? So it's, and then the drug battles right now is just putting us in jail, making the other people better than us because they have a different drug source. You know, so drugs are gonna be illegalized. I mean, legalized. Every drug is, period. So that we can expand our knowledge into organic chemistries and plant servants. We're going to be serving the plant. That's what we do.